stone had been rolled away. And, no, there we are. Jesus, I don't think Jesus stepped up out of the tomb. I think he, but we'll come to that in a minute. But this morning, hopefully, we're going to see something of the risen Christ. And those women encounter an angel, and the angel tells them Jesus is no longer in the tomb. He's risen just as he said he would. But this morning, I thought I would talk a little bit about that classic. I think my headset is dying, so I'll stay here. Right, but this morning I'm going to be talking about that classic Easter theme, the four wise men. Right, never mind. Here we are. The four wise men. Now, we all know about the four wise men, don't we, at Easter? No. Well, actually, it's really the four wise men, because I'm the man and I'm going to ask the four wise. But you may not have seen this picture, and you've got the four wise men and Moira. So we're all there from the beginning. David Flagg, Kevin, Paul, Moira, and myself. So, priceless photo. So anyway, the four wise men. What I'm going to do is ask you this morning four questions which all start with the word. You're great at this, aren't you? So first of all, why was the stone rolled away? Okay, I'll give you a moment. Sorry, give you a moment or two to think about it, and then I'll take some answers. Why was the stone rolled away? Thomas. So Jesus needed the stone rolled away so he could get out. Okay, any other possibilities? Jane. The people could see in so that Jesus wasn't there. So I think this is an interesting one. If you think about the resurrection appearance when Jesus went into a locked room where the disciples had locked themselves in because they were afraid that people were going to catch them just as they had caught Jesus. If Jesus can get into a locked room, I think he can get out of a tomb that's sealed with a stone. It's not easy to say. Excuse me. This fixer dent is not very good. If they had sealed the tomb with a stone, then I think Jesus could still have got out. So I think it's more likely to be what Jane said, that actually the stone is rolled away so that we can see in. So it was inviting the women to go into the tomb and see that Jesus has gone. The women met that angel who said, "Don't be afraid. I know you're looking for Jesus. He was crucified. He died, but he's no longer here. He's risen just as he said he would. Come and see the place where he lay." So they were able to go inside and look. But Jesus wasn't there. It's an empty tomb. And that is the opening of a stone tomb near what they think is Golgotha, a picture that I took back in November when I was in Jerusalem. Well, there we are. So what do you think? Do you think Jesus stayed dead? That the resurrection's just a story made up by the disciples? Do you think that Jesus fainted on the cross? The guards mistakenly took him down, not realizing that he wasn't actually dead. They wrapped him up, laid him in a cold stone tomb, and then a couple of days later, he was sufficiently recovered without medical attention that he could remove his burial wrappings, roll the stone away single-handed, avoid the guards who'd been posted to stop people stealing the body, and snuck out. Or do you believe what the Gospels say, that Jesus rose again? Why was the stone rolled away? I believe it was so we could look inside the tomb and decide for ourselves and make up our minds as to what we believe we find there. Second why. Why did Jesus want to meet the disciples again in Galilee and not in Jerusalem? This is the Tabqa beach where they think that Jesus made breakfast for the disciples when they met again in Galilee. And why did Jesus want to go back to Galilee? Any takers? Thomas has got an answer already. Come on, you're slow, you guys. Yes. That's where he first met them. They're going back to where he first met them. That's a good answer. I hadn't thought of that one. Better tasting fish. They do have special fish in the Sea of Galilee called the St. Peter's fish. Any other answers? He knew that's where they were. I think there's another reason too. I think there's some good reasons there. I think that Jesus wanted to meet them back home, on home turf. Jerusalem was a special kind of place. It had all the razzmatazz of a big city. I think Jesus wanted to meet them where they were used to being. Here is a picture I took of some fishermen on the Sea of Galilee. Obviously, the fishing type boats that they had 2,000 years ago are not there anymore, but I've got some fishermen with rods and lines taking some fish from the lake there. I think Jesus wanted to meet them where it was home turf. What's that got to do with us? Well, I think Jesus wants to meet us on our home turf. I think he wants to go home with us today. He doesn't want to be just someone you encounter at church on a Sunday or on particular festivals like Easter and Christmas. I don't think he wants to be part of a feeling warm and fuzzy on Sunday, but irrelevant to the rest of your week. He wants to be part of your ordinary, everyday job. Here's a guy designing banknotes. I mean, that's how ordinary is that? You know, but there you go. A guy at work. Our homes, that could be a typical North Woodley home, couldn't it? Or a school. And that's a group of children at Highwood wondering how they're going to manage on 800 and something pounds less per pupil by the year 2020. So I think God wants to be with you, be part of your day-to-day life. So why did Jesus want to meet the disciples in Galilee, not Jerusalem? Because he wants to be part of your everydays, not just your special day. Third why. Why does Jesus meet the women as they hurry back to tell the disciples? Why does he meet the women when they're hurrying back? Thomas is beating you all again. Go on, Thomas. I think that's very close to it. Very close to it. But he has just told them, or the angels just told them, go back to the disciples and go to Galilee. You're going to see me in Galilee. What was your answer again, Thomas? That Jesus wanted to see them. Wanted them to know he was really alive. I think that's it, basically. I think the angel had the message. The angel had the message, tell the disciples to go back to Galilee and I'll see them there. And I think Jesus was thinking, I can't wait. I can't wait. I've got to see someone today. I'm that excited. I want them to know that I'm alive. It's that exciting. I can't hold the good news in. So I think he wanted to give them a hug. Maybe not a physical hug at that point, but he said, I'm risen. I'll be with you always. I'll go and prepare a place for you so you will be with me. Mary, look, it is me. I'm alive. I'm not quite sure what Jesus' resurrection body was like, but he spoke, they recognized him, they were able to touch his feet. But we know that his body was somehow different because he was never going to die again. He didn't come back from the dead exactly as he had been when he was alive, otherwise he would die again. But he was somehow changed. But amazing to think that God can be excited about an encounter with these women, and then later with the disciples, and because he's alive today, he can encounter us. I think that God, in the person of his Holy Spirit, still can meet with us. So if you think that God couldn't be interested in you, he couldn't get excited over you because you're too young, too old, too grumpy, too thin, too blonde, too bald, too grey, I've got news for you. God cares about every single one of you. And finally, my fourth why. Why does Matthew tell us that the women worship Jesus? And I found this piece of art. May not be everybody's thing. I can't imagine how long it would have taken to have wound Jesus up in strips of funeral cloth had they only been about 2.5 centimeters wide. That's not really how I imagine it, but there they are, clasping his feet. Why does Matthew tell us that the women worshipped him? Thomas is there again. I think I feel mean. I think I'm going to pick someone from the rest of the congregation who's not got their hand up. Oh, look, 80 hands just went up. Nathan. I think that is pretty good. That's a pretty good answer, that we would want to worship Jesus. Thomas. And that we're happy. That we're happy. We are full of joy. I think there is another key reason that Matthew tells us this. Those of you who've read the Gospels might well say Matthew's Gospel is the most Jewish. And by that, I mean it's got the most references to the Old Testament and Old Testament prophecy. So Matthew roots his gospel narrative firmly in the Jewish tradition. Anybody heard of the Ten Commandments? Yes, Thomas has. And Jeremy and Nathan. Out of the mouths of young people, we get all the answers, don't we? We've heard of the Ten Commandments. The first one and the second basically say, you shall not worship anyone except God. And you shall not worship any idol. So if Matthew makes a point of telling us that the women worship Jesus, what is he telling us? Jesus is God. Jesus is God. It would be sacrilegious to worship Jesus if he were not. So Matthew is telling us in this act of the women, they are acclaiming that Jesus is God. Jesus on the throne. So, four whys this morning. Why was the stone rolled away? So we could look inside. See inside the tomb. What does that mean for you today? Why did Jesus want to meet the disciples again in Galilee, not in Jerusalem? Because he wants to be part of your everyday life, not just Sundays, not just special days like Easter. Why does Jesus meet the women on the way back from the cross? God wants to meet us, to have a real relationship with us. He wants us to talk to him in prayer. He wants to speak to us as we read the Bible, to speak to us through other Christians, through events. And why does Matthew tell us that women worshipped Jesus? To tell us that Jesus truly is God. So, four whys to think about, and the answers could change your life. Are you the sleepyhead, or are you the, that's going to be me, folks. When I'm retired in Bournemouth, I'm going to be running along the seashore. So, pardon? Frank, I know the members of this congregation that have lie-ins every day, but I won't name and shame them. No, that's going to be, well, I might yawn first, but then I shall be out there running. Think about the questions. What does it mean? Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus is risen. We don't understand how you raised him from the dead, but help us to understand what the empty tomb means for each one of us. Father God, reveal yourself to those who search for you through the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.